Garfield County has 34 fewer active registered voters than it had at the end of June. 18 Democrats, 4 Republicans, and 12 unaffiliated voters withdrew their registrations after the Trump administration ordered all states to submit voter records by July 14th. Others registered as confidential voters. Trump's order has been held up by a legal challenge from the Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC, so Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams did not send records last week. Garfield County Clerk Jean Albarico told KDNK that she started getting complaints when the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity made the announcement at the end of June.
We got a lot of phone calls and visited with a lot of people. We've had a handful, and I'm thinking probably less than 10 people who filled out the paperwork to request to be a confidential voter. And we've had, you know, a handful of people withdraw their voter registration. There were some very concerned, upset people, but it's, you know, when I've got 32,000 registered voters and we've dealt with 50 or less, that's not, you know, statistically wise, a large percentage of our voters.
What is a confidential voter?
It just means that their information is masked. And in order to be a confidential voter, you have to sign an affidavit that says that you believe that you or your family will suffer bodily harm or harassment from their voter information remaining public. And then there's a $5 fee for that confidentiality to be put on that record. So that just means that when anybody asks for a list of registered voters, that person's name is held in confidence and is not reported on those lists, any their name or any of their information. There's a different confidentiality program that is administered by the courts, and it's referred to the Address Confidentiality Program, which there's no charge for, and it's victims of violence or harassment or stalking, or they've been to the courts and stuff, and it's a way to protect them. And they're allowed to register their vehicles and register to vote and everything with an address that cannot be traced back to them.
What have been some of the reasons?
They don't have to state any reason. They just have to sign the affirmation. So if they're willing to sign the affirmation and pay the $5, then they become a confidential voter.
So what sort of complaints have you been getting?
You know, they think there's hidden reasons behind the commission. They're concerned about, you know, it would be used to do voter suppression. A lot of people thought that the Secretary of State was providing all the information that was asked for by the commission, and that was not the case. The Secretary of State would only provide the information that's available to anyone who requested a voter registration list. You could request it, I could request it, somebody running for office could request it, a political party could request it. We'd all get exactly the same information. There's certain information that Colorado never gives out to anybody. You never get a Social Security number or a partial Social Security number. You never get anybody's driver's license. You never get a full birth date.
In your time as county clerk and recorder, Jean Albarico, have you ever seen any kind of movement towards canceling registration?
We have people who cancel or withdraw their registrations all the time. They're tired of the phone calls. They don't want to be politically active anymore. We have a few people who want us to make it so if your name's Googled, no information comes up, and that's certainly not within our realm of being able to accomplish that. Mm. You know, withdrawing your voter record doesn't take all the information that's out there about anybody off the websites.
What would be the impact if, you know, a great deal of people canceled their voter registration?
What these people are doing is they got the information that was readily available in all the news media about when the report was going to be given. And the majority of the people I talked to were just withdrawing so their information would not be sent on the report that was going to the Election Integrity Commission. And then they were planning on re-registering to vote because they still want to be active participants and vote. They just did not want their information being sent with this data that was going to this federal commission.
In Pitkin County, 4 Democrats and 3 unaffiliated voters withdrew registrations, 5 registered confidentially. In Eagle County, 36 voters withdrew registrations and 33 registered confidentially. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.